You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Hi there, and welcome back to Drop of Inspiration. Today, we're diving into the details of the third and final C2CEL pillar, standards. Like sourcing and science, standards is part of the DNA of Young Living. As leaders of the modern essential oil movement, we consider doing business responsibly part of who we are. Our premium products are the result of carefully partnering with sources we know produce pure essential oils and ingredients legally and ethically. Under the standards pillar, you'll find an exhaustive compliance program that includes sustainably sourcing rare botanicals, uplifting local communities, and going above and beyond to comply with local environmental rules. So, what does this look like day to day? It looks like operations that not only stay above board with local and global botanical laws and environmental rules, but also farms that position themselves in a place to do tangible good within their communities. And it turns out partner farms and C2CEL certified suppliers also expect those qualities of Young Living. Carl Graydon, CEO at our Manuka C2CEL certified supplier, explains.
I just returned from New Zealand, and what I was looking for was actually a company that was wanting to give back and giving back to the communities and really doing a lot of innovation to take something uniquely New Zealand global. So as soon as I realized that this organization ticked every box, especially the community side of it, that was for me, I was sold. And it's been an amazing journey since I've been here. Loved every minute of it.
We're proud of the community partnerships we've forged all over the world, just like this one. We see ourselves as stewards of the earth and the communities in which our botanicals grow. Phil Kasky, founder and executive director at the Manuka Farm, shares his view on this part of the Young Living Standards pillar.
The vision that we had from day one was, how can this benefit the local people? Manuka grows in remote and marginal farming areas, so the land is of low quality. It's very steep hill country in a lot of cases, or large sort of river flats, and so the communities around those areas have, you know, struggled to gain momentum, you know, compared to vineyards and orchards and farming cows and the rest of it. So we always saw the industry as an opportunity for local people. And so in New Zealand, a lot of those areas are struggling. And so then how can we engage where what is essentially, you know, a risk industry development without exposing any of that risk, you know, to the people who own the resource. So we sat down and asked them that question, essentially. And so they were very interested to find ways of enhancing their land, which Manuka does. They were very interested to find ways to create industry that wasn't detrimental to the environment. And so the opportunity for us to, you know, the opportunity for us to work with them, for them to gain out of that opportunity, of collaboration, was that we needed to, in the first instance, share the direct reward.
Since I wanted to know more about the broad scope of the standards pillar, I sat down with the executive over this pillar and also Young Living's general counsel and chief compliance officer, Matt French. Here's that conversation. Welcome to Drop of Inspiration, Matt. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
So for those who are new to Young Living or were at convention when you introduced the standards pillar, could you introduce yourself real quick?
Sure. My name's Matt French. I've been with Young Living now almost 6 years, and I'm obviously an attorney. Right now I'm the chief legal officer and compliance officer at Young Living, and I love it here. I've been here for a while, and I get to work closely with Gary and Mary and the other executives, and it's been a great experience for me.
Awesome. So could you tell me a little bit about the scope of the standards pillar?
Yeah. I think the standards pillar is a little different than the other two pillars, actually, in that it's more all-encompassing of the whole company and what we believe in. The standards pillar it encapsulates the desire to and the commitment to follow through on legal sourcing, compliant sourcing, all throughout the world in everything we do.
Yeah, it really seems to touch the other pillars and interact with them in a different way than the other two interact with one another.
Right.
Now, that is something I actually wanted to talk about, was how it interacts with the other pillars, sourcing and science. You touched on it a little bit, but could you talk to me about how it's different?
Yeah, so sourcing, for example, the compliance teams internally are very, there's a big mix between your standards pillar group and your sourcing and science pillars. Together, they go out to different markets or different farms or partner farms, and they visit people all over, and they explain to them and they teach them what our standards are. So they explain to them everything from the rule of law, what sort of things, how a plant needs to be processed and harvested, to how it needs to be imported and exported. That, among many other things.
Okay. Yeah, Lauren talked about how her team would go all over the world and visit these different, partner farms or co-op.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. There's numerous steps. Just in our LACIAC compliance plan, for example, we'll have supplier education pieces, supplier evaluations, certifications, risk assessments, and we go out and we'll audit. Teams on the sourcing side and the standard side will go out and we'll audit to our own specifications.
Interesting. So what are you, so you guys are looking more for like rule of law versus?
Rule of law, but also under the guise of what our founder and what our real heartbeat is, I think, is to protect the earth and to protect products that we want to get into people's homes. We know that by sourcing compliantly, a lot of the laws are set up to make sure that the plants are still there in the future and that it's done right. And that even market, poorer markets internationally, or they're not as affluent, that they keep their business there if they have plants that are indigenous to those areas. And so we're sensitive to that. We obviously always want to abide by their law. And those laws protect the plants so our people can have product.
Great. Now, I think this ties in nicely. So I wanted to talk about how at convention you said that Young Living wants to lead the industry in quality and compliance. And so you already have touched on it a little bit, but would you share a few specific ways in which Young Living is doing so?
Yeah. I go back to what I talked about at convention. For me, analogies make things a lot easier. And I talked about my example of being the firstborn son in my family, firstborn child. And I think it goes back to that a little bit. Is the world leader Young Living takes upon itself, everything that comes with being the first. We have more scrutiny, more people are looking at us. As we grow, our people are noticeable. We have to do things the right way. And so this LACIAC compliance plan, among many other things, we have decided to really take the lead on it and work with government regulators, as well as the FDA. Our members and distributors are well aware that we've had a big campaign to have compliant speech with our products, and we want to do it right because we abide by the laws and we care about what governments think. So I think being the first, that first out company out there that's doing it the right way, we set the trend, and that means in the future the whole world will be better for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something I've been thinking about as you're talking is how it's ingrained in sort of every level of the culture of the company, right? Like even when this company very first began, it was, like you mentioned, the first, and we've always prided ourselves on having the highest quality standards, and then like now I think in corporate we see that from everything that our teams are producing and from a compliance standpoint, mm-hmm. certainly. And then two, like we're really aggressive with educating our members and making sure that they have everything that they need to, you know, talk about and share these products compliantly. And so I think it's interesting how this pillar has really sort of infiltrated the culture of Young Living.
Yeah, I think actually a lot of people in the past would say, oh, we don't want that. You know, that's, and not you know, members I'm talking about, they would say, oh, we don't want legal to be so involved. And I think it's nice that the term that we've created is a standards pillar, because it's more than just the law. It's more than just telling people no and what they can't do. It's more truly what our culture is, and define that better for everyone. Internally here, if you talk to people who walk around our corporate, you know, in our corporate building, and those members who really get to know us, they know that this isn't made up. We want to do things the right way, and it's really what we're about. We care about the members. We care about our own. The employees here, we care about the products, and we care about the farms we have, and so it's not a fabricated thing. It's who we really are.
Yeah. No. To you, what does this mean for members or people who are interested in Young Living having this culture of, you know, excellent standards?
Yeah. I think it's just, if it was me, I think it would be trust that if I knew the heart of the company was behind ethical, moral, legal standards, and that was a real commitment. I would trust the process. I would be that much more quick to support everything that's going on. And if I had a question, I'd be able to fall back knowing that I think they do the right thing. And if I have a question about a product or a practice, I'm gonna err on the side that they're trying to do what's best. And for me as a consumer, I care about that. If I don't know that the product I am using is backed by that kind of trust and truth and honesty, I don't want that product.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said for building a trust with our members and everything that we do.
Yeah. I think really our members, in comparison with other distributor groups and other network marketing companies, they're different. And I think there's a feel of that. There's a feel of wanting to do the right thing. And it emanates out from, you know, attraction. You know, there's that attraction of people in the corporate life who want to do it the right way, as well as the members, and they're attracted together.
I am wondering, if you were to give a piece of advice to a member who is, you know, looking to do the right thing, so mm-hmm. to speak, and like really be share these products in a way that is, you know, according to the Young Living standard, mm-hmm. what would you say to them?
I don't know. I think you can share with your heart. You know, I think one of the great things about, you know, this is coming from a lawyer, obviously, but one of the great things about our products is that they're not really difficult to share. Once you have the experience with them, you love them. You know, some people can't live without them, you know? So it's not like you have to go and create this big story that's fraudulent. You can talk to your friends, you can talk to, you know, you can communicate with people however you do, and be real. And it's one of my things is just being real. When you're real, people will attract to you and will want to share. You don't have to make outrageous claims that it's going to cure X, Y, and Z, because I think people often see through that too, and it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel always the way it should. So I think you can just share with your heart with our products and having that trust that we're doing things the right way.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I don't know. I think it would just be reiterating the pride I have in being here with the team we have here and the members we have here at this time. We've had a lot of ups and downs. I mean, ups as far as growth in the company, but lots of difficult steps that we've been taking lately, and we're better for it, and we're doing well and our teams are happy, and I just see everything improving every day, and it's a great place to be. And so I would just reiterate to anyone that this is a good place, and should be happy to have what we have.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. And finally, this is just a fun question, but you know, right. we have to have some fun here too. I love finding out what guests.
The standards are fun.
The standards are fun.
Standards pillar and compliance.
I know, it's all very, very fun. But I love to find out what my guests' favorite Young Living products are. And so, what's your go-to?
Go-to is hard. I switch around all the time. My kids always want a new oil on their feet when they go to sleep. But for me, I would say I don't know why. I really don't even know why. I love RC. I put it on all the time. Just love the smell. It's great. And then I do Stress Away too.
Yeah.
I like Blue Spruce. And then here's my weird one too. I love MU Pro. I need MU Pro like a couple times a week. You know, it's been a long day in compliance.
Yeah.
And you pop an MU Pro and I am just relaxed.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it helps a lot.
Cool. Thank you so much for chatting with us today about standards.
And my pleasure.
It's been a delight.
Thanks.
As you can see, from the relationships and botanicals cultivated within our sourcing pillar to the rigorous testing we apply thanks to our science pillar, and the exhaustive compliance program in our standards pillar, we strive to be the best in the industry and keep our promise of giving you the purest essential oils and essential oil-infused products. These pillars not only provide you with a more transparent and comprehensive look into our products, they also make it easier than ever to be confident in the products you bring into your home. A product is only as good as the program that created it, and our seed-to-seal program just keeps getting better. Thank you for letting us be a part of your journey to wellness, purpose, and abundance. If you haven't listened to our podcast on sourcing or science yet, head over to youngliving.com/podcast for those. We have them linked on the webpage for this episode, so they're super easy to find. And as always, you can share your thoughts with us at podcast@youngliving.com or leave us a review on iTunes. Just search Drop of Inspiration under Podcasts to publish a review. As always, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at youngliving.com/podcast. Thanks for listening to Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenlaw. Stay inspired.